Our next item is Shore Movement. Conditional use 1595, amend conditions of approval. This is on Route 9.
The owners of this project have sent a letter requesting that the commission delete condition of approval number 6, which requires a solid fence shall be constructed along the boundary with the Portman property as a screen. And with those notes, I sent you a letter explaining why they would like that deleted. There's an existing hedgerow, and DelDOT is requiring a cross access easement through the site to the rear.
But is that, Gene, is that access, is that only if the neighboring property is developed?
I would say if it was ever developed commercially or by conditional use, yes.
So the fence actually could be, that section of the fence could be removed if it was appropriate. Do we have a letter from the Portmans about they're saying that's okay with them?
Was the fencing put in at the request of the Portmans?
Our esteemed chairman made that motion that night, since I was still wet behind the ears. But that, because I went back and Jim and I reviewed the minutes of that meeting, and actually these must be new owners that are before us now, so the original owners. Because the original approval was for one doctor, one doctor's office. And now, from this letterhead, it looks like there might be two physical therapists. So I don't know where the patients are going to park, because there's only four parking spots.
Yeah, there's father and son operation. They had a photograph from the Cape Gazette this week about opening this facility.
Was there opposition to this? I mean, somebody that said we wanted a fence?
That was what I had asked, whether the Portmans came initially to
the... Oh, the Portmans is the property next to it.
Next to it, right.
Okay.
And I'm assuming
the last thing he's asking is if you still want the fence, put it on the Portman's property.
Yeah, which is interesting, because
sure, you got the right to do that.
Right, because the conditional use was approved for the one property. Now mm-hmm. We're going to say, okay, well, you can pay for it.
What's a solid fence? Just a wood?
One of those vinyl fences like the
vinyl. Amend the condition that they
just a wooden fence.
Solid, whatever, plastic, wood, whatever it is, but it's not slatted or chain link or anything like that. It's a solid panel.
Right, because I think the Portmans were concerned about noise and lights on the property. Because I think there was discussion about light shining into their house when...
But not on short notice.
Well, I don't see anything here from the Portmans. I mean, we have what these people say they said, but that's hearsay. That's not.
Where's that site change? I just can't.
Well, if they
picture it.
What you could do is,
because they're not saying that they didn't say that, that they're saying they didn't want the fence. They're saying they don't want the hedge to
start. I just went there this afternoon.
Which means that you have to move the fence further in, which these folks are not willing to do, and. Which is, I understand that, but bottom line is, do we want to remove the fence requirement or not? And if we did it for the Portmans in the first place,
it's a tight site. Might want to defer and see where the fence requirement originated.
Yeah,
and then
I think we need to know a little more about this. Well, Mike, have you already done that? You may have already done that. Have you already researched that?
Well, there's a secondary issue that has come to the forefront for me was that, and this has to do with conditional uses altogether. This was approved premised on one doctor being there, Dr. Johnny. Originally, it was Dr. Johnny was going to move his office from across the street there. What happens when, I don't know, from an informational standpoint, what happens when a conditional use changes hands or maybe changes purpose.
Conditional use runs with the land.
Runs with the land, but it also depends on the stipulations. If the stipulations say only one doctor, then only one doctor.
That's what it says there shall, this is from our minutes.
These fellows are physical therapists.
They're
not physicians.
Or are we differentiating between doctors and practitioners here, I guess, or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we would have approved as a conditional use for physical therapy with two therapists, given the lot size and limited parking.
I think it might be worth deferring to give a chance to look at these things and give a chance for council to consider some of the ramifications that have come up. I don't think we can solve it sitting here right now.
Right.
Is it okay with you?
Works for me.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Shore Movements, conditional use number 1595, concerning amendment of conditions of approval, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on Shore Movement, conditional use 1595, amending conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.